This is the intro to my Beginning of Lifestyles and Betterment podcast. And I'm here to say that, a lot of people, they struggle every day to try to do some things to try to better themselves. And they try to figure out, an outlet in their life as far as things that they need to do. And a lot of people embrace the negatives instead of the positives because of the fact that that's probably the easiest way that they see that they can achieve any type of financial gain. But is, the way I look at it is that, if you're just, inching like a worm, you're still moving forward. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, try to, do things that are, the quick, fast, easy money ways, sometimes find themselves hemmed up. So their embitterment is like, in a situation to whereas they're, put in a situation that they really don't want to be in, but they end up being in because of the fact that they are really trying to achieve something financially. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm, a financial rich person or anything like that. I'm, just maintaining my situation the best I can. And there is a positive way. That's my whole point that I'm trying to make, that you can really find out what your talents are and the things that you like to do, and you can make those things work for you instead of you embracing the negatives and doing the negative things to achieve your financial gain. If you're making an extra dollar on top of whatever you make a day or whatever you get periodically through the weeks or the months, if you're making anything extra, you're actually ahead. But, it's what you do with the money. You have to be one of those type of people that robs Peter and pay Paul, in a sense, to whereas you can get things done and get things paid. But sometimes you might have to juggle. You know what I mean? You might have to juggle these finances over here, this finances over there, but you're getting it done. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have your mindset and your mind frame on the fact of managing your money, no matter how much or how little it is. You have to manage it. You know, you can't really just say, well, okay, I'm going to, take this extra X amount of dollars and I'm going to go splurge. I'm going to go to the mall, or I'm going to go to the club, or I'm going to go do something that I know financially is going to set me back. Okay, you got a jar, you got a cookie jar, you got anything that you got, a piggy bank, anything, a sock, a shoe, anything. Start putting your money up, putting your change up, and letting it add up. And they have things like called Coinstar, to whereas you can take your change after you build up so much amount of change and take it to the corn store, and you'll be surprised how much you end up with and how, much money, that ends up in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Just by actually throwing your spare change in a jar or a piggy bank or something like that, and utilizing that later as far as something to be able to benefit you financially. It could be X amount of dollars that you can say, wow, okay, I didn't exchange this to dollars. Let me go put this into the bank and see if I can save a little bit for the rainy day fund. You know, everyone should have a rainy day fund that they're trying to, minimize the situations in their life to where they need to spend money. They got a rainy day fund that can help them through that. You might not completely have the total amount that you want, but at least you say, well, okay, I got an X amount of dollars here. I got $50 there, or I got $25 here, and you can say, well, okay, I did manage this enough to not spend it. You know what I'm saying? And your vices really play a big part in it too, because when you have a lot of vices and a lot of things that, in your life that, really take away from you saving, that could be a problem. You have to get a harness on that. You sometimes have to really actually be stingy with yourself. You know, that's basically the bottom line to the whole thing in a nutshell right there. You have to really be stingy with yourself. You know, yourself is one of the most greediest people, because when you see something, you want it. And if you have the money to get it, you say, well, I'll worry about it later. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, that's, you know, one of those things where it's kind of good, you know, because you want something, you want to buy it. But in the long run, sometimes that's the money that you can save. You have to really actually be a miser to yourself and say, oh, okay, hey, look, I'm spending too much on nonsense, you know, going out, doing things, you know, getting that extra, you know, pair of shoes or shirt or whatever that you need to do that you can wait, you know, and get something that's taken away from you saving. So, you know, this is the first part of my lifestyles and embetterment to try to achieve financial gain. And I'm not saying it because I'm a successful rich person. I'm saying it because I'm a person that's dealing with this every day as far as managing myself and being stingy with myself. Just like I'm telling you, you know, that, you know, those are some things you need to concern yourself about or be concerned about, or maybe utilizing yourself. So this is the first part of that. And I just wanted to introduce this, you know, segment to everybody. And, you know, just kind of, you know, ponder the thought and think about it and marinate on what I'm saying, because I'm living the experience on this, and I'm just trying to pass it on so someone else can probably try to do things, you know, the way that they see fit, but they can take some of the essence that I provide here today to try to do that. And once again, I'm going to sign off at the moment, and I'm going to say, you know, have a good day, and remember, lifestyles and betterment for yourself financially can be gained. Have a good day.